Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Lots of moving parts on The Mike O'Mara Show and lots of moving parts here at the domicile as well. Hard to describe what's going on right now other than to say this, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away, Rob.
If it would play.
There I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love from below and above.
Yes, I'm tired.
Are you hunched up tired?
Yes, I'm tired of. You can stop it now. That's
okay.
Fine.
Tired of being admired.
No, it's just it's been a busy time. Carla was had a little procedure done. She is recuperating in the domicile, and I am the nurse, but my son is the better nurse. And I think she might have made
how
that.
How did the procedure go?
No, we don't need that. That was not used. It went well. It went well. They told me first thing is be down there by she's going in at 11. I got down there by about 11, and I walk in, and the receptionist went back, came back out to me, and said should be about an hour. I said okay, well I'm going to grab the car, took an Uber down, and I'm going to go run some errands, and I'll be back. And I came back in an hour, and then it was like should be about 10 minutes, and that was a half hour after that. And then when I got back there, the anesthesia was still coursing through the veins a little bit. It was definitely still a thing. And so I went up and picked up my kid and then brought my kid back. And then she was home, recuperating nicely. I have gotten compliments on the job that I'm doing as a nurse. But my son is definitely the better caretaker. And you find out with different activities, the sensitivities of your children. And my kid was very concerned about his mama, which indicates to me that, you know, for the love of God, Carla, stay healthy because he doesn't want to be left to his own devices with his dad. He doesn't
want to do
that.
Was there a clear split in duties, or did you start out as the primary caretaker and he just sort of took over?
I'm the caretaker. He just spent more time in there. So my thing is, like, get the medications, get her to bed, button it up, go out, get some food, bring her some food. And after all those tasks, you know, see ya.
Yeah.
Lie down, I heal up. And he was lingering and keeping her company, which I thought was absolutely wonderful.
Were they sitting in silence like when a clergyman visits?
I don't know what they were doing because I was out watching the pit. I let them do it. And then this morning, because her eyes had a procedure, she's swollen in the eyes. And so she's telling me, what does that say? What does that say? So I'm helping her with her meds. And I am slowly poisoning her.
Yeah.
Which is
you didn't go when, you know, when Carrie had her eyes done and she was having trouble reading, she'd say, what does that say? What does that say? I always had the same answer. It says, shut up.
Yeah, I'm not as coarse as you are. And your wife has had more stuff.
Well, God, I mean,
and more significant stuff. So
her plastic surgery is like going to the grocery store. She does it once a week.
And it's been less than 24 hours.
And it's been less than 24 hours.
See how long it drags out.
And so, but she's up and about, and
why don't you tell her it's
I'm
next
just
Monday?
Not, well, here's the thing: I'm just not the greatest caregiver. I'm not. I have to admit it. I'm really not. And so when she called me, here's the drill. So now I'm taking my kid down to school. We tape at 8:15. We're running late today. We tape at 8:15. I get my kid up at 6 a.m. I do show prep while he's getting ready and show prep before. If you want full disclosure, I woke up at 5:30 with a little distress.
Urgency?
From urgency that was a result of food that I truly enjoyed, but I probably shouldn't have eaten.
You didn't go to Bojangles again.
I did not. I went to, God, all of my show prep is like coming in the beginning of the show, but I have to mention it here because the Wawa, I wrote it down here. Hold on a second. Let me see. Where is it? Yeah. I wrote down the Wawa meatball parm is awesome, but it wasn't awesome to me. I think the meatball sub at the Wawa Food Mart is the best, but I'm almost as certain that the Wawa meatball parm that I ate yesterday at noon, not health food. It's why I need her up and running. She keeps me straight. And even when she's, you know, I'm on my own most of the day, and I keep it straight when
good
I know
you.
She's okay. When she's down for the count, I behave. I my behaviors start to slip. It's a weird thing. It's like she keeps me in line. But the meatball parm was yummy, but I'm pretty sure that's what hit me at 5:30.
That's a really long time.
But it was
for lunch to hit you.
Here's the thing. I haven't had, and I don't want to go gross, so I want to describe it in such a way that I can, you know, do what I do. But I'm tired, so that's harder for me now. But I will say this, that it involves a liquid that's not IV, all right? So there you go. It was diarrhea.
Okay. Drag a sponsor into it.
So that's 5:30 in the morning.
Now, may I offer a prediction?
And it was a long
session?
Sit.
May I offer?
As Alec Baldwin would say in Glengarry Glen Ross, you're here for the sit. I was there for the sit. F you. That's my name.
May I offer a diagnosis? From someone who has also had trouble in the past? I don't think it's the meatball. I think it's the red sauce.
Yeah, well, I agree with you.
Okay, oh, you do? So,
I think that's what it was. But then the bad food continued last night when it was Thai food, spicy Thai food.
Then maybe it was that.
Yeah.
That could have been it because they're really, they are vastly, like they are rip-off overpriced. And it's the closest one to our house. And I'm talking rip-off overpriced. And then everything is always frantic when I go in there. The food is okay.
Yeah.
The food is tasty with small portions for what you pay.
You know, I'm not familiar with Thai food. Can you explain or just offer like a description of what
I think the vast majority of our audience would know what Thai food is.
It's
I don't
spicy,
need to explain.
Right?
Yes.
I don't really know either, Rob.
It's just,
you're not alone.
It's like Asian food.
Okay.
Fried rice,
mm-hmm.
Noodles. Pad Thai, which is kind of a chicken dish.
And no good, huh?
And isn't it all like soaked in something?
No, it's not all soaked in
Drano.
Something. Go get out of your houses, boys. Check it out. There's one on every corner now. It's a variety of Asian food that is very similar to other Asian foods like Chinese food. It's got the fried rice would be almost identical to what you'd get in a Chinese restaurant, fried rice.
So they call themselves...
And they have summer rolls. You get those at... You've gone to sushi places, right?
Yeah.
It's got sushi, too. It's called... They kind of double up with sushi restaurants.
Right.
That's right. But it's vastly overpriced. And
now, call themselves a Thai restaurant or a Siamese restaurant?
Siam being, of course, the original name of Thailand.
Exactly. I don't know why they're shirking their heritage. Okay. Mike, come back. We need you.
Okay. But where was I? So that's how the day started.
Yeah.
And then it was 7 a.m. off to take my kid to school with seasonal traffic that is very significant. And then coming back from the drop-off, I text the guys because if I can just get all this crap off my chest, All right? There is a main drag. You boys have both been on it. Josh knows it. Rob, you probably know it from being down here. It's Route 41. It's the main drive out here. Not the super highway, but the old, like the Route 1 that you would have through many towns is the Route 41. And it goes all the way from Tampa to Miami. That's why it's called the Tam-Miami Trail. Now, outside of my house, it was my little street, my big street that has a lot of traffic on it, and then a light down in San Carlos Park, and then one more light in San Carlos Park. They, the corrupt Republican officials that are on our board here, took money to allow the apartment complex, the single apartment complex, to put in a traffic light.
For ease of exit. 10 feet
from the other traffic light. And it has destroyed traffic in our area. But they don't care because they're on the take. They got the grift going. That's what they did.
Big feet up on their desk. And
they took the money and said, yeah, you want a traffic light to add convenience to your apartment complex that nobody lives in now? And they opened the traffic light anyway. And it causes a great deal of distress. I was cruising here to do the show on time. And unfortunately, at the double light, which we call it now, the double, what got you this time? The double light. It was the double light. And the double light got me again today. So I had to text you guys to let you know that I was coming in. Then, and this will be my last bit of venting. I will get it off my chest. Then I got a lovely call from Mrs. O'Mara right after I texted you boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all very communicative when there's going to be an issue. We let each other know. Josh has oftentimes does drop off too, and it can be problematic depending on traffic and how many people are at school and all that. So we communicate. And after my text, the phone rings, and it's Mrs. O'Mara. And she says to me, because as I'm beating feet to get in here, and I would have made it with maybe 5 minutes to spare.
Right.
She says, I just want to thank you for taking care of me. I said, oh, honey, that's great. No, really, thank you so, so much. And then says, you know, you have to take the dogs out.
Mike, she's in a way.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
By the way, not Happy's Place at that moment.
Renewed for a second season, Happy's Place, every Friday night on NBC and streaming live the next
day on
Peacock.
I saw the clip where they're all hugging each other. And
I'm questioning, in her way, she's helping you. Because there's more things added to your plate, and I know you promised on an altar before the eyes of God to honor and obey her, but she's thinking that you might forget the dogs. And that could happen. And
I said the dogs can wait till after I do the show, and they could have.
But
there are dogs. What's that?
But
yes, they
can.
In their crates, they can. Yeah, in their crates, they can. You know that dogs, apartment dogs, quite often spend a good deal of time in that situation. And I also now have a pen for them.
But does she want the dogs with her to comfort her?
No, because apparently the younger bastard is whining, which is his number one thing. He tears the house up, pees and poops on the floor when he gets any, even a 1 minute opportunity, and he whines. That's his contribution to my life right now, where it's my son will take him out in the evening, we'll put him back in his pen. He's in a pen now because he can't have the run of the house because he soils it.
Right.
And then his brother, his older brother, the mellow brother, has now taken to duplicating the younger brother's behavior, where he is now marking in the house. So they are both now in a pen, an ugly, massive pen in the middle of the living room. And the dog world, as far as the O'Maras are concerned, as far as Mike O'Mara is concerned, is quite unpleasant. I'm sorry for all the bitching, but have to give you my, my real life situation.
Are they in the same pen?
They are in the same pen.
You could take care of that and just put Jake in the same pen as well.
Oh, that'd be a good toy.
Yeah, it would be a toy for the dogs, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
They'd probably be afraid of it, but they'd get it eventually. Yeah. They would get that. I've been taken to relaxing online by watching brief clips of what are they called? Monitors or, Komodo dragons.
Yeah, they're rather large. Yes.
Eating mm-hmm. goats.
Goats?
That puts me in a great frame of mind. Mike. Watching Komodo dragons.
Have you tried? Do you remember the movie The Freshman?
And then you hear, because it's actually doing that inside.
And is this people feeding
no.
dragons or just no, in the wild?
These appear to be videos taken out in the wild, and they are wild goats. And the Komodos.
Is it like a Jurassic Park scene where the leg just gets thrown at the camera?
It is. It's probably not quite that violent, but it is truly astonishing the capacity that a full grown Komodo dragon has for ingesting in one piece a mammal. It is truly amazing to watch. It's like chomp. Swallow, and then you just see like little hooves going down its skull.
I think one of the best images.
I'm not a normal person. I know that. I accept that reality.
Best images in my head of the Komodo dragon. Do you remember the movie The Freshman with Matthew Broderick and Marlon Brando?
And Burt Parks.
Yes, that's the part. At the end, when they're having a party to eat endangered animals, there's a Komodo dragon and Burt Parks singing Tequila. So it's a very exciting thing.
And the Komodo dragon. So to make a long story down to one sentence, mm-hmm. it's been an interesting 24-hour period. Here we go. Dogs have been walked. Son has been dropped off at school. Medications have been doled out to Mrs. O'Mara. And the trash, I didn't mention that, has been successfully moved out to the street, including trash in the studio, bedroom, master bathroom, and the garage.
When
we
your
have many receptacles because I don't like trash to be piled up anywhere.
When your son is empathetic to his mom, is he not able to take out the trash?
He helped. He brought the barrels out to the street today. So he was.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Rocking. Oh, and he has been. When I said I'm the nurse, but my son is better. He has been. Just add it to the list of little moments where he impresses the hell out of me. Now I'm glad you brought out my son because this is the fun part, right?
Oh,
here.
Good. Good.
My son has a friend of mine asks for. If Michael would be interested in going to a spring training game with a friend of his who is a muckety-muck in Red Soxville who has great seats, like on-the-field seats. I didn't realize that these seats are so special that if you happen to be watching Nesson and the Red Sox Toronto game over the weekend, you see him in just about every pitch. Now, the what I'll show you now.
Like Larry King seats.
Like Larry King seats. Highlights of, is it Garrett Crochet? Did I get the name right, Josh? Is that the correct pronunciation?
I don't know if it's Crochet Garrett. Or Crotchet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Julia took crotcheting when she got her art degree.
Let's go to the clip, and then I'll have you freeze it.
Okay.
And see how long it takes you guys to see my kid. Oh, there it is. All right.
Oh, I see him.
Where?
You see the CVS Health sign? He's right between the E and the A above it in that a yellow shirt.
That is you. Hold on. Let me get the buzzer. You are wrong, Buffalo Breath.
Damn it.
Finish the pitch. Let's go.
His first start.
There. Stop. Freeze it.
I think, Mike, it's the same kid and you're lying.
No.
I thought it was the kid in yellow.
Nope.
No, you know what? Now that the kid in yellow has turned his head, I can tell
him.
It isn't him.
I see where he is. He's right to the left of the jet blue.
Yes, he
front
is.
Row in the blue shirt.
Nope. That is nope. incorrect. That's
is it
buddy.
Next to the kid
okay,
in the blue
next
shirt?
To it.
Yeah, that's him. That's
okay. Him. Who gets credit, go. Me or Josh?
No one.
Damn it.
Let's watch again. Look at him. Look at the little head. Look at the little head.
We are underway.
Well, we're going to see a lot of that. He's a strike thrower, fastball. He's got two of them, four-seamer, two-seamer.
The new star.
Cutter sweeper,
be afraid,
dominant
Josh.
At times,
mixing
his changeup as well.
Watch
just
this
took
guy
his hat
throw.
Off, made it backwards.
First game in spring training.
This one slashed to right field.
And it'll drift foul. It's Leo Jimenez leading off. The shortstop.
What a great day for the ballpark down
getting
here.
Things going. Absolute. For the Red Sox.
Why
How crushed would you be, Mike? Work.
We saw him throw live BP a few days ago.
How crushed would you be if they showed him and he was lost in his phone?
My son?
Yeah, just totally ignoring the game.
There he is again. See? Paying attention to the game.
I saw him turn his hat around. He left.
Yeah.
You were jealous about him just going to the game.
Now look at the three. Look at the
now
three
that you've seen the seats.
Oh my God. I am so jealous. Mm-hmm. I am so very jealous. That is a, and he had a blast. And I won't mention any names because I am not I'm not at liberty. I did not ask permission, but I will tell you, really fantastic. And that's his buddy Austin next to him. And really they had an absolute blast. But on a baseball note, with a baseball podcaster, how about that that Crochet guy is going to be a stopper. There's no downside to this guy.
No, he does look good. I hope you're wrong, though.
Well, but he hit the ball foul.
Josh and I are going to have a fun baseball season because Josh is always into it, and I have a renewed passion early in the season for my beloved Red Sox.
Will you say it, Mike? Will you say World Series? This is
let me get
of my favorite
let
parts
me
of
get
every
mid-March
year.
Out of by St. Patrick's Day, I will offer you a prediction by St. Patrick's Day. I promise.
The season has just started then, right? At St. Patrick's Day? Okay.
Yeah, that was like one of the very first spring training games that my son went.
Because they wear
a
green
hat,
Mike. The Red Sox wear a green hat on the St. Patrick's Day.
Well, they all do, I think.
Yeah, now everyone does.
Yeah, but they started it.
But Major League Baseball likes money. And if they can sell a green hat and a pink hat and a blue hat and a 4th of July hat and Memorial Day hat, they sell them all.
That's it. That's how they do it, baby.
Now,
they
Mike,
always do it. Yes.
We talked last week that you don't have any friends.
Right.
I think we found the guy you need to become friends with.
Yeah.
It's the friend of my friend, though. So
it
I don't.
It doesn't matter. It can become your friend.
Yeah, you got to navigate that.
You got to figure that one out.
The sports fandom connection is so significant with him being a Giants fan and a Red Sox fan. But I don't. You know, I tread lightly because I don't want to. You know me. I'm hesitant in that.
Where do you run into this guy?
I never run into him.
Oh, well, that's the first thing we got to change.
Yeah.
Well, then, get those $10 million sponsorships. And
let's just play the long game here, Mike. Let's say you get a pair of tickets to see the Giants this fall, and you just happen to run into the guy.
Right.
You say, hey. Yeah. You're here too?
No, I'm not.
You know what? Michael is very polite. He doesn't avoid talking to adults.
No, he doesn't.
Did you make sure before he went to stress how you are a lifelong Red Sox and Giants fan
I
and
did.
It's because of your father?
I did, and I said engage, and
good.
I got I believe the subject was brought up. But I haven't gotten a review. Because it's my friend's kid too, so that's it.
I bet it went well, and that means you can.
It did
take
go
it,
well.
It can go to level two the next time they go somewhere.
Right.
He'll just touch on the fact
the
that
door has not been closed on me being included.
No, certainly not. And that's what I'm saying.
To a game, so
you have to open the door further by him saying, you know, Dad loves the Giants, Dad loves the Red Sox, but Dad is very, very sick.
Everything. Well, no, it should have just been everything that day. Is man, my dad would have loved these seats. My dad would have loved this ice cream.
No, but then he starts sounding like Dad is dead.
No.
Dad would have loved to have been here.
I just was jealous, but I mean, it's great. I think it's great that that down here, we've been down here, we're kind of established down here, that we have access for my kid to do that, and he is totally into it. I am managing now to negotiate his schedule a little better, I couldn't tell you tonight whether I know he has baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you tonight whether it was a minors practice, minus game, or a majors practice or majors game. I have to narrow that down when I get out of here and add it to the list of being Nursey Wonder and managing all that.
But there's no chance that the grown-up that you desire friendship with will be at the game? Tonight?
The Little League game?
Yeah. He doesn't have that connection, right?
No.
You see, you need to figure out a way for Michael to get to him and say, you know what's amazing, sir?
Yeah.
I was reading the, what's your paper of record down there?
The news press.
Okay, the Florida news press. And did you know that my father is at an age where they won't grant him a make-a-wish.
Okay. All right. I'm not doing the grift. It's not necessary. It's really not.
Is this guy familiar with your radio days?
No. Not even close. No. This is rarefied air. We don't travel in the same circles. Not even close.
What if you told him you were Gary Delabate?
It's not about me. It's about my kid. So that's all I am fine with that. And I am fine with the way he did a better job. It is an interesting realization when you legitimately realize that your kid is going to eclipse you in many ways. And to know that already at 11 with my son, you guys have both talked to him. It's the way he communicates with adults. Mm-hmm. At 11 year olds don't do that all the time.
No.
And he's gregarious that way.
Pat yourself on the back. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens by treating a kid like a grown up the whole time.
Well, smart. The thing about it is, though, there is all right, I'll give you a quote today on the way to school.
All right.
I am looking forward to my math test. or something like that, or I'm excited. And I almost under my breath said words that never came out of my mouth. I've never pitched in Little League. I never pitched. I was never asked to pitch. I was never chosen to pitch. It never happened to me. I never got high honors in any of my semesters. I don't care if it's his first one in fifth grade where he starts getting his first letter grades. He is a different human being, and I am going to benefit from that as I watch him grow up. So I know he's good with adults. He's great with adults. It's why he gets these opportunities, because the parents know that he's the right kind of kid. Although all of his friends, there's not a one of them that I consider a need machine. They're all kind of cool kids. So they're all good kids. And I love, interacting with his buddies because they're funny, and we'll see. But I'm happy. Let's roll one more clip of him, and you'll see the ballpark, because this gives you a real picture of what it's like.
Just misses as Jimenez gets out of the way.
You know, the fastball is impressive, 97, 98.
I'm not sure who the color guy is.
In the second half, in mid-August or so, he started throwing.
Sounds like a partier.
And it actually turned into the most dominant pitch. He didn't even use it in the first half.
Good night. Might be Lou Merlone.
So first strikeout of the day for Crochet.
Okay, you can stop it. I just wanted to show that to Josh.
That's great.
I just wanted to show one of the Ks to Josh because I want to show him. Man, that kid is impressive. He's only 25, Josh.
A question about your own son.
Trust me, I know.
He knows. He's known a long time.
That's it.
Yeah. A question about your
son. Did I mention that Alex Bregman hit a home run in his debut, too, in spring training?
I don't think you mentioned that.
I was talking to Josh.
Maybe I'll bring a clip next week.
Okay. Very good. At least it's going to be fun to watch, baby.
I canceled my trip to Sarasota for yesterday because of the rain.
Ah, yeah.
Because I didn't want to drive over there and then get canceled.
Nasty.
Back to Michael, Mike, a question. If you're in a social setting, just like, not anything like a fancy party, just a get together, does he drawn to kids his own age, or would he just as soon hang out with the grownups?
He's drawn to kids his own age, but he has no issues with interacting with adults. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good
sign. And in fairness to Mike, all the other kids, that age, they're starting to maybe come out of their shells a little bit more. And that's part of the fun, as Josh can tell you, with two 11-year-olds. And Rob, you've had 11-year-olds too. And they kind of have some of them get a little swagger. Some of them get a little attitude, and they start, they start knowing the game a little better.
I remember when I was 11, I was in sixth grade, and that's when I really started getting beat up.
I got beat up probably in sixth grade. I know I got beat up by Michael Crawford. I picked on Michael Crawford.
The guy from Phantom of the Opera?
No, not that Michael Crawford. But you remember I told you Chad Ram ripped up my Homer Jones baseball card?
Yes, exactly.
And I beat him up in front of his mom right in their yard, and she yelled at me. Michael, and because Chad was kind of picking on me all the time and picked on a lot of people, was just mean to a lot of people, and I finally, I'd had enough, and that was a legitimate beatdown coming from me to him. Well, I got the reverse role with Michael Crawford, who I used to really pick on and give a hard time to. And I thought I could take Michael Crawford. And Michael Crawford was this wiry little kid, and he ended up beating me up.
What was his move that surprised you?
Probably a smack in the face, you know? Probably
did you start it and he finished it?
Yeah, oh, I definitely started.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was the brat. I was the brat. It's all within like less than a mile of my house. All this stuff went down. But that's the only two that I ever really, outside of playing hockey, that's the only two that I ever remember growing up. Mm-hmm. One that I was, and I think when right is on your side, that gives you, superpowers sometimes when you're really trying to help somebody. You see it on the videos.
Sure.
When you're trying to help somebody out or defend somebody, something, that gives you that. And then there sometimes it can go bad and the bully can win. But whatever.
But afterwards, you did get a letter of recognition from, what was the name, Homer Jones?
Homer Jones.
Homer Jones. Congratulations,
Mike. I'm talking about 1 year of waiting for that football card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm showing it proudly on the bus, and he got it, and he went, like that, just without a thought in the world, without
a care
in the world.
I've never worked with anyone that would do something like that.
It was
so proud.
It was nasty. It was nasty. And now, getting back to the original thing, because we have a little bit of time here, I wanted to ask you. My wife, Mrs. O'Mara, is a fan and a connoisseur. They are popping Wawa's up all over this area right now.
I love Wawa.
Yeah,
So you're a Wawa person. Yeah,
it's a Northeastern thing, though.
Yeah, I missed it when I first moved down here, but now they're opening up.
So. I think the marriage of convenience and quality that works. There is you get the traditional disinterested convenience store worker,
sure,
but the system.
It's great.
Works. And so you're a diner at Wawa. You dine at the Wawa
often,
food mart.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was one downtown when it opened up. It was a big, big deal. And I went into it and I was impressed with everything except for the DC prices. It was ridiculous. Everything was about 120% more than it should have been because it was right in the middle of DC. But if you go to a traditional Philadelphia or New Jersey Wawa where they're charging the proper prices, you can't beat it. It's the best convenience store out there and a proper deli within it. So, I mean, how can you miss?
I think that the thing I like about it is the merging of the technology with where you go to just the screen, no interaction.
Mm-hmm.
You put in all your very minimal instructions to get what you want, and then when you put then it poops out a little tab for you, a little piece of paper.
Do they try to upsell you on things on that?
No, there's no human interaction.
No, there will be a slide of, well, do you want a milkshake?
Oh, there's that. No one's telling you, do you want that, which is much different.
Because
and it's also a much better way to upsell. Because when you see something like that, without somebody pushing you to do it, you're more inclined to treat yourself.
Right, with a nice picture.
Yeah. So the receipt poops out. You go to the main counter, and you get a beverage if you don't want to get a beverage through the kiosk.
Right.
And then you pay for it, and then it's just sitting there. And there is not one word between you and the food prep people, which somehow makes
There is one word, is when you yell, delicious.
No, the one word.
S-O-D.
Or if you finish before them, you do get to hear them call out your number.
Yeah,
that's very, very cool.
All right, I'm going to now.
Sheets tries to do that, but with limited success.
Now let me, because I've been to both.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. That was
MTG, Mike, made to go.
So that's why you've got him in Leesburg.
Right.
You're not as big a fan of the Sheets as Mr. Soroka and I are of the Wawa.
No. And I think it's a lesser organization. The reason that Sheets has figured out a way to be successful in my town is that it is on the main route to get into Leesburg, the only gas station on the right side of the road. So if you are headed into town and you don't want to deal with two left turns, you go to the Sheets. The location is key. And they're okay, but I mean, I've gotten a sub there and it was just like, whatever.
Yeah,
but
for me, it's kind of Wawa, Royal Farms, and then Sheets.
Oh, Royal Farms is very good. But that also has an Eastern Shore contingent. And so you see a lot of them.
All right,
I'm going to that. I'm going to the menu on the place that the may or may not have given me the old squirts. But I will tell you this. Let's see. I don't want to go with like a dragon roll or anything fried or stuff like that. Let's go with a standard curry.
Okay.
Red curry. Choice of meat, red curry sauce, green beans, bamboo shoot, basil, bell peppers. How much would you? $16.95.
That seems high,
right?
Yeah.
I think I can get 2 footlongs over at Wawa for that price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garden rolls. Garden rolls. They're wrapped in lettuce or rice paper. And, you know, they've got the
12?
Salad $8. Green. They got a little shrimp in there. Huh?
$8.
$9.95.
Well, you know, I think that when you're talking lunch, even with the inflation,
I don't know if it's a lunch or a dinner menu. I think it's the standard menu. That.
But, I mean, what I'm talking about is, like, if you're going out to get lunch, I think $10 for that sort of stuff is sort of the ceiling.
Okay, here's the standard one.
And if the listener is confused, this is not the Wawa menu.
No, this is the Thai sushi menu. Pad Thai, $16.95.
Okay.
Drunken Noodles, $16.95.
Wow.
I mean, I remember, was it 2 years ago? These were $8.
Yeah,
right? and there were smaller portions for lunch for six.
Right.
Yeah.
Fried rice. $16.95.
Well,
that's the problem.
They got to put all those eggs in there.
No. It costs 10 cents to make.
No, but he's right.
Waffle House now does an egg surcharge.
Do they?
If you get eggs, it's like a 50 cents additional charge.
Yeah, they do.
Stupid bird flu.
That's why I'm glad I hoarded eggs, Mike.
Rob, what if you really wanted to splurge and you wanted to have the Hawaiian fried rice? Stirred fried rice with mixed vegetables, shrimp, crab meat, cashew nuts, raisins, pineapple in fried rice sauce and sprinkled with cilantro.
I would say that's probably – well, it depends. Does it come with an actual Hawaiian?
No.
Okay, then it's $24.
$25.95.
$17.99.
How did you get? Because he played the. How did you? Why did you like identify that so closely?
Well, because you said it's a splurge, so I thought it would be expensive. Okay. And then you would describe the ingredients, and there's some high market stuff in there.
Then for Thai donuts, $8 for Thai donuts.
How many?
I'm sorry, I don't know. So that's that. That's all I wanted.
Yeah,
to say.
You know what? Don't go there anymore, Mike.
I don't know if I will. I really, but it's, you know, it's convenient.
It would be a shame if something happened to that restaurant.
You know what? I don't think I will. I feel violated. And obviously what resulted at 5:30 this morning might have had something to do with that violation. We have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Neos. And later in the program, we're going to talk about the Pope. Because I am a religious person. Not. No, we'll talk about the Pope. I saw him. He's got that kind of puffy look. He doesn't.
I think he looks great.
Some of it really fine.
Mike, we have a promo here.
Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you heard the bonus show lately? It's new, improved, and
really fine.
Mike, Rob, and Josh go deep and talk about the things you won't hear on the regular show.
It's always a big bowl of surprises.
And it tastes great.
The thing I like, it has more of a mild flavor.
Plus, there's plenty of life lessons to learn from when you listen.
What we've learned today is don't move your camera to the left. Don't do it. It'll wreck
you. Never know.
If you don't have a subscription, you're missing out on special perks available only to the faithful.
No reason why we can't get up on the bonus show.
That's what people pay for.
Right.
Get in on the fun now and get that extra hour of laughs at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Everybody needs to lighten the up.
True. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Let me tell you, we've done a few announcements on this show. We always say, hey, we got a big announcement. I think it's overused. I do not believe the next announcement you're going to hear coming up. Well, the bonus show subscribers will get it first.
Yes.
So if you really want to get a leg up, get yourself a bonus show subscription. But we are making preparations for something very, very special, and we couldn't be more excited about it. And you will, the bonus subscribers will hear all about it on Friday's show. And then the rest of you a week from Monday will be hearing it. It's going to be big, and we're all very, very excited about it.
So, a week from yesterday.
A week from yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're very, very excited. Yeah, not a week from the next Monday.
This
a week
Monday.
From yesterday. That's how that works. So be aware of that if you're keeping your calendars straight. This program is sponsored by what I hold in my hot little hands right here, Liquid IV. This is the delicious white peach flavor. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Liquid IV is powered by Live Hydra Science. Oh, you know the old Liquid IV. It's the best. You see me drinking it every day. By the way, you know what arrived yesterday at the house? The raspberry lemonade sugar-free.
Ooh.
That is a study in tartness that you are going to love. Every day it's great. It keeps me going with a ton of true-to-fruit flavors from grape and lemon-lime to pina colada, prefer sugar-free, raspberry lemonade that I just mentioned,
yes.
White peach, rainbow sherbet. White peach is my bestest right now, way better than sports drinks. Liquid IV delivers three times the electrolytes, eight essential vitamins, and always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free. Don't underestimate winter dehydration. You get it. You get out there and really go for it. Get your Liquid IV and be like Josh. He filled his hourglass with Liquid IV, and it's so effective he can make a three-minute egg in 2 minutes.
Wow.
That's the magic of hydration. Tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV, embrace your rituals. Extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today. Using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
You should have warned me. I would have played Breaking Glass for you like Letterman.
No, we don't need to copy. Not a need. That's fine. Just felt like throwing it.
Okay.
Federal workers spent Monday trying to figure out how or even whether to respond to Elon Musk's weekend email blast telling them to explain their work last week or risk losing their jobs. A day of confusing and often contradictory guidance left many federal workers and many of them who listen to this show still unclear, ultimately, how to handle Musk's request. Some were told to comply. Others were advised not to. Still others were awaiting instructions from their agency's leaders until late in the day. Speaking from the Oval Office on Monday afternoon, President Donald Trump called Musk's email demand ingenious and said that anyone who didn't respond is semi-fired or fired. Then a couple of hours later, Trump's own administration directly contradicted him when the Office of Personnel Management formally notified agencies that response was voluntary.
Of course. Do you think
and that any failure to respond would not equate to a resignation.
So I think they said it's not an immediate resignation, but if you don't respond, they're going to check to make sure you actually work there.
And that really, though, doesn't
And Rob,
doesn't
I'm
go
still
along
waiting
with
on your response.
Yeah, I'll tell you five things I did. Do you think there's a chance the president doesn't know what the word ingenious means?
He knows what ingenious means.
Just checking.
He was too busy having like a handshake off with the French guy.
Yeah, who seems to have a relationship.
Yeah,
and
they seem to like each other.
They seem to like each other, and it seems like perhaps for the Ukrainian situation, this could be a better deal. Who knows? It's a very weird time.
Look, Mike, you must support our president.
I'll do that, Rob. I'll get right on that.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Sad
I bet
news.
It'll help with the Red Sox guy.
How do you know? Come on.
There weren't enough clues there.
Roberta Flack,
Grammy-winning
soul singer, best known for her celebrated interpretations of romantic ballads like Killing Me Softly with his song, as well as her professional collaborations and social activism. There it is. Let's listen. If you've never heard her, this is Roberta Flack.
Beautiful voice. Singing my life
with his words. Beautiful song. Killing anyway, it's nice. Killing me softly. Very unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very unique. She passed away, according to a statement from her publicist. She was 88 years old. Flack died Monday at her home, surrounded by her family. Her death followed several years of health challenges, including a diagnosis, revealed publicly in late 2022 of ALS, which nobody knew about. So that's until 2022. So that's sad.
She won two consecutive records of the year that had never been done. I don't think it's been done since in 73, 74. But, Mike, she also holds a small place in TMOS history. Do you remember this clip?
The first time.
I know the song.
Yeah, yeah. But
ever I saw your
face. There it is. Absolutely. And we'll keep that alive for her.
Yes.
We haven't done the face thing in quite some time, so we might. I mean, we could easily resurrect that. I'd like to do that. That
and
would be
I think
cool.
that Josh would remember her through the Fugees, because the Fugees covered that and did. Drumming my pain with his finger. And that was another big hit in like 96.
No, I know the songs you're playing. I just don't know the person's name.
Okay, well, this is the Fugees.
And probably a note for both you guys. You know, don't give me too much flack. All right, you guys, are you aware of this dude, Billy McFarland? He is the mastermind behind the disastrous Fire Festival. Remember
that? Oh, that guy, okay,
Where they paid all that money and
he's
there was
doing it again,
nothing
right?
down there. He is doing it again. He is bringing the infamous event back, Fire, F-Y-R-E, Festival 2. The Revive Festival is set to take place from May 30th to June 2nd on Isla Mujeres, Quintana Roo, Mexico. Is that like Cancunish? Is that sounds like Cancunish? Maybe I don't know.
That says that on the Welcome to the City sign. We're
Despite
Cancunish.
The catastrophic failure of the first festival in 2017, which led to multiple lawsuits, McFarland's prison sentence, and two tell-all documentaries, the founder remains optimistic about this new version. You go to prison, there are documentaries made about what an F up
two.
You are.
Two of them.
But once again, you go to prison, and you're going to come back and do it again. You got a screw loose. That is
massive. He's not the one with the screw loose. Because there are people that will buy tickets.
Yeah, there are people
Those
that are,
people
him too.
Would that have many screws that are very loose.
Very strange.
Well, tickets went on sale yesterday.
Right.
Even though he hasn't announced any artists yet, because why would any artist sign up for this?
Exactly. I agree with that.
But tickets range from $1,400
to $1.1 million.
Yep.
Fire 2 is real, he says. My dream is finally becoming a reality. He talked to Today in an interview that aired Monday. Fire 2 really isn't about the past. It's not really about me. It's about taking the vision, which is strong. Tickets, as Josh mentioned, for Fire 2, now on sale, $1,400 to $1.1 million. Would you like to know if you spend the most and get the Prometheus package? I always thought that was a nice lighter.
That
the $1.1 million package.
Mike,
here's
what
how
do
it's
I
described.
Get? What do I get?
A luxury package that includes complete onstage access, a curated itinerary, a 24/7 private chauffeur, and the option of a private four-stateroom yacht or a four-bedroom villa near the festival grounds for three nights. 1.1,
which will really turn out to be a shared tent and a cheese sandwich.
Exactly.
Which it was at the first one.
Right.
I just can't believe that he would be able to get backing. And apparently, I read deeper into the article that the proceeds are going to defer some of his legal costs.
Well,
and
of course.
And I don't even think he can leave the country.
I think not. I think he's still on probation. It's just weird, but
he can leave the country if he pays $1.1 million, but then he has to stay on the stage because he has stage access.
Josh might get mad at me, but I'll tell you this, that we might have an alternative to that festival, okay? We might have something that I think is a much better value. Just my opinion.
I like that idea.
Just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Is that okay, Josh?
Yeah, I'm just thinking we should have changed the name now. To go fall in line with Fire Festival.
Yeah,
cause some confusion.
No, that's okay. Hey, I don't know if Rob's got this video or you have this video. He shocked his Daily Show audience on Monday when he cut his hand on a broken mug. Yeah, it's
John
not that
Stewart.
Great video. It's not really that great
video. I have them isolated. So
you do? Okay, good. If you've got it isolated, then it's worth it. They put a long thing. Here, let me tell you what it was first. He's doing his usual shtick, and he's talking about drug prices and how Doge is targeting things that are they shouldn't be targeting, where they'd make a lot more money for the government and a lot more waste if they targeted other things. But he gets very demonstrative.
Sure.
And he cut his hand when he smashed a mug while speaking about the prescription drug prices. He moved the hand very quickly under the desk after looking at it, and he said, I might be going to the hospital soon.
I think it's pretty funny. Can we
it
look
is
at
funny,
it?
And he soldiered on because he got himself a nasty gas.
Well, you'll see in the second clip how bad it is. But this
did
is
anyone when like come behind the desk and bandage it up? Like while he's holding his hand there or anything?
It's funny you bring that up because I was looking for that. I looked at the extended clip and I did not see that. Probably somebody had to come
out. I had that thought. I think what happened is that a lot of times on there's like a little table to the side of a talk show host. And I think there's Kleenex and I think that's what he grabbed.
Okay.
I think. But anyway, here's when he broke the mug.
Well, they're f***ing drugs because we've already paid for it with our subsidies. Are you f***ing safe? Come on!
He knows he cut it.
I know.
He knows he cut it.
He's great.
Look at him do it. He's so good. He's so controlled.
I'll be going to the hospital.
And then, you know, he does two more minutes. Yeah. He does two more minutes, and then he does this.
I'm not done, you bastards.
Oh.
It's fine.
That's just, you can't do it.
No.
You can't do it unless you're, there are these guys that have an ability to do it. And he's an American original. I say that too much, but man.
No, he is.
You bastard. And that great reaction from the audience. Like, and a great audience, first of all. And then it's fine.
Yeah, it's
I
fine.
Love that moment. Oh, God. So,
and it was a setup for him to slam the mug. So you think they would have had one that would have been a little better.
Like a
breakaway. Maybe one of those show glass things that they had. That's amazing.
He broke it like he wanted to cut himself.
He wanted to cut himself. Yeah. I don't think he planned on it. Finally today, the hot new. Here we go.
Yeah.
The hot new TikTok challenge is to drop heavier and heavier things on your foot to see how much it hurts.
Wouldn't you love to tell your dad about this?
All you have to do is search for dropping things on your foot or hashtag drop challenge. You drop each thing on your foot without shoes on. Oh. You writhe around in pain, and then you can rate the pain on a scale from 1 to 10.
I think we should do this next week.
Help yourself.
I think we could use this to promote our next thing.
There you go. One guy went viral after he did multiple rounds of it. There's one where he does a hammer, a space heater, a sound bar, and then the worst one, a cordless drill. Oh. People have done bigger things too, like vacuums and televisions.
No, it hurts too.
But it looks like TikTok has pulled some of these videos down, including the guy with the drill, because it's dangerous. You think?
Well, you know,
you could break your foot and end up with long-term issues. In a related story, China is scoping out landing locations for their troops in the United States because they think now is a very, very good time for an invasion, ladies and gentlemen. Yes,
Do
come to
where?
Our shores. Yes.
Where are they looking to land?
They're going to come. Inner Harbor was chosen, Josh, so you might want to be available.
I feel like there's a lot of guns there.
A lot of guns in the Inner Harbor? No, yes. that'd be your St. Augustine Harbor. That's where
that's true, too, but I'm just thinking. I think Baltimore's high up there on homicides.
Homicides.
So they direct out.
And good for them.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with Pope Francis on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. I love that. Sounds kind of Wild West-like, you know?
It's a coffee song, Mike. See, can you hear the percolator?
Can you start it from the beginning? Is that possible?
Yeah. Listen, you can hear
just love it. Really.
The percolator at the front of it. Listen.
I'm going to do the Charlie's Choice commercial in my Western voice.
Oh, good.
You know, we all have our morning routines, but almost activity.
I'm sorry. I must have mistyped. I tried to change the open. I might have mistyped it. I did mistype it.
What's it supposed to say?
Read what's on there.
But almost activity is edged out by
almost every activity.
Oh,
All right, start the thing again. Okay. I'll do it again.
And now the sound of percolation.
Cue the Western music, please. We all have our morning routines, but almost all activity is edged out by your morning cup of joe. You got to have your coffee. So let us debut something new to you that you can brew. It's Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice Coffee.
Charlie's Choice.
When it comes to coffee, don't be hesitant to defer to defer. That's D-E-F-E-R. It's not don't be hesitant to differ. Are you smoking weed again? Are you taking a lot of gummies? What's going on?
No, I didn't.
After yesterday, I would have thought perhaps the performance would be elevated, but seems to still be. All right, let me try it again. It's Charlie's Choice Coffee. When it comes
Charlie's
to coffee,
Choice.
Don't be hesitant to defer to an 84-year-old journeyman assistant from Bowie, Maryland. We approved this amazing blend and took out all of the hard candy Charlie wanted to put in it. Charlie, yeah, he wanted to grind up root beer barrels.
Starlight Mints.
Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. Charlie's Choice is slow roasted in small batches in St. Augustine, Florida, and approved by TMOS. Josh found this company for us. Mm-hmm. Support this small business and enjoy Charlie's Choice today.
Charlie's
I drink
Choice.
It. That is my choice of coffee. Coffee tastes better when it's Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Get yours today at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with
Charlie's Choice.
Because it's good to the last sip, isn't it, Charlie?
It's good to the last sip.
Thank you. Thank
Yummy.
You, Charles. So we got
Yummy.
About to... Thank you, Charlie. I truly appreciate that. Are we on the verge of the white smoke, black smoke moment, Rob?
It's
Is that what's going
to
happen?
Very, very exciting for all Catholics everywhere when you look into the sky and hope to see the white smoke, meaning we have a new pope. But
it's not exciting now because the Pope is still alive.
Yes, he is still alive.
And isn't there a time period where you have to wait between?
This will shock you.
Is there a holding period?
This will shock you, but the Pope transition in the Catholic Church, I didn't know this, has a lot of traditions. Shocking, really.
Shocking.
Shocking. Now, have you seen Conclave?
No, but I hear, I mean, Academy Award nominations,
yeah,
Golden Globes.
I've watched half of it. I didn't like it that much. So.
Well, you're kind of anti-Catholic.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, you're anti-Catholic. You're a fallen Catholic. You were a Catholic, and you don't like the Catholic Church.
I'm pro a good movie, though.
Yeah, but I'm thinking your proclivity for hating Catholics, I think, supersedes your, lust of the movie. Let me ask you this. I've seen multiple movies about this subject, and I find it gets a little tedious.
Oh, there's so much to happen that has to happen.
All right, so you didn't like it?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. Now, the weird thing is that I first thought the Vatican was doing this as like a Tom Hanks thing to promote the movie.
That's right. It's a conspiracy by Big Vet. No, Rob, that would not be the case.
By Big Catholic.
And I don't think the movie's not very friendly to the church, I believe.
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay. All right. Well, that's I'm all for that because I think that, I think it's a big political corporation, to be honest with you. I mean, I respect everybody's faith. I truly do. And my mother was a devout Catholic, and her faith was very helpful to her. However, some of the machinations of the Catholic Church with, kid touchers, that kind of, rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Get it? Yes.
I am going to Rome in a couple months. I'm hoping we can line this up.
You are, because we've talked about Josh being religious. Mm-hmm. He is part of a non-denominational conclave now.
And, I'm hoping I get some votes.
Okay. Pope Josh.
Pope Oz.
But I am hoping it'll line up so that I get to see the white smoke.
You soon will be confessing your deepest, darkest sins, ladies and gentlemen. So, Rob, did you watch it start to finish, or did you?
I watched the first half, and I kind of got the idea.
What didn't
of what
you
was,
like about it? You didn't explain what you.
I thought it moved very slow, and the whole note. I mean, it's a plot trope. It's someone trying to vie to be. If you move this to a Main Street USA, this is a CEO dying and someone trying to become CEO. That's the story.
But did you get to the twist?
I did not get to the twist.
Okay.
Right. Is there a twist?
Plot twist?
Yeah, I think the plot twist might ruin the movie, though.
Okay, well.
So did you watch it, too? Did you watch The Conclave?
No, but someone was telling me about it over the weekend.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to reveal the twist? I'm kind of dying to know.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Will it ruin it for people? Well, because if it ruins it, I want to watch The Conclave.
Well, I haven't seen the movie, but I was
told.
I was told that the twist is that once they select a new pope, it is revealed that they are trans.
Ah. Oh, man. Your people hate that, Josh. So that's going to be.
That might have been why I was told about it.
Oh, my God.
I remember as a kid, like real little, when Pope John Paul II was being voted in, I remember sitting on my porch looking for smoke in Virginia. So that's not a very bright thing to do. But there is my thing. I mean, it's stupid, right?
You're just going to run past that.
Well, Mike didn't jump on. So I mean,
Look towards the factory?
So you were
something?
A kid and you thought you'd see smoke?
Yeah.
You didn't think it would be outside the Vatican? You thought it would be like smoke in the sky?
I thought I could see it.
I do like the idea that every Catholic church puts up smoke at the same time.
Do they really?
Should do that worldwide.
I didn't know that.
No, they should.
Oh, they should. Okay. Nobody
they should.
It's at the Vatican. It's the big chimney they have. Right. That's how it works. Then they put a camera out there. Come on.
I hadn't had any geography yet.
How old were you when you thought it would be everywhere?
28. No. It was Pope John Paul II. I had to be like 6.
Okay. Just wanted to double check. But Pope Francis is not doing well right now.
No, he is. He took ill with double pneumonia on Valentine's Day.
And he has that puffiness my old man had, unfortunately, God rest his soul, when they put you, that looks to be steroids that they give you to help you breathe, and it puffs you up and thins your skin. It's a terrible thing.
He's really described in critical condition. And they have to, when he dies, they haven't, the Catholic Church is notorious about sort of keeping the details close to the vest.
Yeah,
but when they say
all religions do that, by the way,
it's not great. And so he has had not the best life. He had pleurisy as a little kid. I did not know that. But
what is pleurisy?
It's a lung disease.
Okay. So he's had bad breathing issues.
And I think they actually removed a lung. But do you remember the movie, The Glass Menagerie?
Yeah.
The sickly daughter has pleurisy in that.
Okay, so it's one of those olden time words for like a lung infection. All right.
So when he dies, there's a period called Sede Vagante, which means the seat is empty.
That's the Univision show.
No, that's Sábado Gigante.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
And it will sit empty for 6 days while they vote. That stuff about breaking his ring and sealing his chamber with a wax, like a wax seal, that's all real. They do all that stuff. I thought in Conclave they made it up. And then they will be, he'll probably be buried under the Sistine Chapel where many popes are. But my bold take on this, I think this is the time for the Catholic Church to do away with the papacy. I think it would be a huge step for reinventing the way people look at
when
the
did
Catholic
you
Church.
Pull
this,
that
this is
idea
someone, this
out
is someone
of your
who has
ass.
No experience with the Catholic Church.
What, they're not going to do that. What do you
Why
mean?
Not?
You know,
they can do whatever they want.
At the same exact time, let's just scratch Jesus out of all of their books.
The Pope is not Jesus. The Pope is a man.
Flesh and bone.
Yeah, and you know what? They've already got a Congress of Cardinals. Let them run things for a while.
I heard that they were commenting on it, too. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
It was just birds flapping. You know what? So if he does, and he's been a good pope. He was a very good man, I think,
well,
and a decent
was
man.
Coming after the Uncle June pope, he was
yeah,
very
Benedict,
quiet.
Right?
Yeah.
With his red slippers.
Yes.
You know who's got a line to it?
Who?
Andy Reid.
How?
Well, the only requirement is that you are male and Catholic, a male Catholic who has been baptized in the Catholic Church.
It's all that's needed.
No, you can't have been divorced.
Oh, yeah, they kicked me out for that. That's
yeah, my dad, too. Yeah. That's another reason. Yeah, I mean, Mike, I grew up in a house that had a picture of the Pope in the dining room. That's how Catholic my grandparents were.
Right, but
and
you
were. As you get, and I went to Mass more times than I can count.
Okay.
But as I think about it, I think it's a broken system, and they can keep the system intact by doing this guy is so powerful. It's it's really kind of questionable to put that much power into one guy.
Catholic League, send the letters to Rob Spiewak. It is his controversial statement. I say bring it on. Let's get a new shiny pope, a brand new pope, and just think of the merchandising, all right? You get the pope mugs. You get the pope gloves. You get the pope jackets. It's fantastic.
And don't forget the limited Vatican City soda, Popesy.
Popesy is fantastic. Tastes just like Moxie.
Yeah, yes, Josh. I can't wait to see the new pope's executive orders.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And
mail me five things you prayed about last week.
Right, and of course it's going to be dope. Is going to be the new organization that they have.
Dope Paul the Third.
No, the division of papal waste. I didn't think that through. We have to take a break.
The Pope is dope.
Division of Papal Excellence.
Very good. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. And we've got a little message for you here. And don't forget, if you're a bonus show subscriber, you're going to get big news before anybody else gets the big
news.
That's
true.
And you get it this Friday. So be aware of that. We're very, very excited. If you couldn't tell everybody. Do you want to be a better self? Do you want to be better yourself? Well, I got news for you. A new blouse or a fancy tie just won't cut it. You need more, whether it's enhancing your beauty or shedding stubborn weight. Carla and Dermglow Skin are here to help. Get expert guidance and top-quality peptides like semaglutide, tirzepatide, B12, NAD+, and glutathione delivered to your door. Plus, an amazing selection of skincare products. The best part? Carla will be there for you. Her inbox remains open for any questions. Whether your weight loss goal is 1 pound or 80, make Dermglow your destination. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click Weight Management and Peptides, and start your transformation today. I'm Mike O'Meara, and I have benefited from this. I have turned my life and body around. I've been able to return to my square dancing. Yes, that's right. Resume my shadow boxing as well. And now I can jump higher than the moon, I reckon. Thanks, Carla. Now, go in peace, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm going to sound dumb here, but I have to get this off my chest. I love video shorts. I really do. I love the fact that you can get a lot of information and scroll and do that. What I get tired of and what I really tire of, and I know it's been around for a while, and if I sound like a rube, so be it. But the videos that show somebody opening something or a process happening or waiting for something that might be interesting, and then they drop off and in Facebook's case say, click in the comments below or, you know, follow us or subscribe to get the rest of it. And then you do, and then you can't find what you're looking for in the first place. I'm sick of it. It ought to be.
I know a good example of it, Mike.
It got me this morning.
Yeah,
oh, it did?
Terrible.
Oh, you feel violated. Mm-hmm. But I have seen countless videos of a girl hiding behind like a huge balloon. And she may be naked behind the balloon, but she's not. And you're supposed to stay with it to see if that happens. Another
one. Are they throwing darts at her or something like
that?
No,
they're just talking. It's just total filler. Yeah. And you get invested and you stay with it. Also,
let me ask both of you, what does that do? Is it just clickbait to get people to linger as long and they get credit?
It gets you to watch the entire video. So right. Then they get more money off at the ad views.
What if you're watching on a platform, Josh, where you click it, you start it, and then you move the bar over so you only are watching the first 10 and last 10 seconds? Do they still get credit?
I'm sure they get some type of credit.
All right.
Can you isolate my camera right here?
Sure.
All right. Just give me my camera here for a second.
All sure.
Right. Well, oh, look at that head. Bill O'Reilly right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you something right now. This is something that I have on my chest. I am not sure. And Josh, before we start, I want you to release this as one of those, okay? Do you know for one of those little clips we have?
Give him a 3-2-1 then.
3-2-1. I hesitate to share this with you, but it's something that's really been bothering me. I don't know what it is. It's on my right shoulder, on this shoulder, and I'm going to tell you that it's hard to believe what it is. It's not like a bug bite, but it's been growing, and I don't know where I got it. I don't know if I picked it up by getting bitten by something or whether it's like too much sun exposure. I don't. I wouldn't mind people taking a look at it just to see if there's any way that that they could identify it. Because if you see it, it's hold on a second. Let me just pull back this shirt. Wait a minute. This button's here. Did I mention this? It hurts, too. It really is. It's giving me a little bit of pain. The other day was about the size of maybe a dime, and slightly raised, and now it might be best described as a half dollar, and almost like a. The color is. The best way for me is just to show you this. Damn buttons! Just want to get this is really something that. I haven't had anybody look at it, and I'm thinking if I show you, I'll be able to get people to call in or, you know, send an email or something like that. It's really been bothering me. Hold on just a second. Okay, here we go. Take a look at this and tell me if you can tell me what it is. And scene.
Perfect.
Mike, that's great. I think there's another one the three of us can participate in after the show.
Okay, very good.
That we could put out maybe Thursday.
Okay,
or Wednesday.
That's a great idea.
Mike, there's only one thing.
Look, you'll get him. That gets him ramped up, doesn't it?
He loves it. He loves it.
Yeah.
The one thing you could have put in there as a pat is while I get this, you got to like and subscribe.
Right,
because that's what they always say.
Well, anyway, I'm sick of it. It depresses me, and I want to know the answers to some of this stuff. And some of it's just really, really, yeah.
Is that thing on your chest? Is it real though?
Yeah, it is.
You should have someone look at
the one right here.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
I've.
No, I'm not doing that again. I'm not going to do. But it's and it's just what we all are, right? I mean, don't we essentially in the United States spend our days trying to separate people from their money all day? That's what we do. It's all a big. What did Olivia Soprano say?
Big nothing.
It's all a big nothing. You die in your own arms.
You die in your own arms.
That was a wonderful thing. Anywho, I hope you like that. We got to take a break. We will come back with do you have some beautiful video for us today?
Mike, it's not only beautiful, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous? That's it. Is it as gorgeous as Noah Wiley is on the pit?
Mike, I love all three faces he makes.
Noah Wiley, if you check it out, it's on Max the Pit. We'll be right back with a beautiful video, everybody. Hey, jerks, quit dragging your feet because the time is now. Grab the official TMOS Loud Cup, the loudest tankard in town. There you go. Josh? 3 at once. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful. This 20-ounce insulated cup keeps drinks hot or cold. No frozen hands or burned palms. And comes in three bold colors, proudly stamped with the TMOS logo. But here's the kicker. It makes noise. Fill it up, blow into the back, and unleash the horn. The harder you blow, the louder it gets. Most people will think you're just sipping, but surprise, suddenly you're the life of the party. I like to bring it to baseball games and scare people. Or the golf course. Yeah, golfers love it, too, when you do. No, don't do that. It fits perfectly in a standard
cup
holder.
To the next Red Sox game.
Yeah, take it to the game. Yeah, when the guy's just at the plate, surprise him. It features a snap-fit lid to prevent spills and guarantees on-the-go fun. Rob swears by his, filled with chicken broth. The best on a warm summer day. So salty, but so good. What? Don't miss out. Get your TMOS Loud Cup now. Visit MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the store and get loud, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
New York City.
77 WABC.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
I catch her on Peacock on Fridays. Mike,
yes.
This is sweet, and this is a friend of the show, and it's not typical to his feed, but I really liked it. Nick Cho, who used to be our intern, your Korean dad, put this out yesterday for his father.
He's going to really appreciate that.
What's that? I'm sorry?
He's going to appreciate you called him Nick with the J word.
I wanted to clarify. I didn't. I said Nick Cho.
No, you said first you said Nick Joe.
I thought it might have sounded like that. Meant to say Cho.
Okay.
But you know what he is, Mike? He's your Korean dad.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Korean dad's Korean dad. Happy birthday. You turned 80 years old. 80이 됐네요.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Okay. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Looks good.
He does.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's so cool. I think that's neat that he was able to be Korean dad. Yeah.
How confused are his parents about what he does for a living?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I love Nick, and Nick was so generous with his time for us. We really will always appreciate it. I'd love to get him back on, see how he's doing, get an update on him.
And I had a nice phone call with him when we were planning Charlie's Choice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because he's a coffee guy too, mm-hmm. right? He has a coffee company. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick, you're a good man, and always be good to your daddy. And, mine's not around, hasn't been around for years and years, and I miss him every week. I always think of my father. Absolutely.
Speaking of fathers, there's no greater father than Alec Baldwin. Did you happen to see the video of him when he was approached?
Yeah, the guy's such a dick. That comes up to him.
I know. Well, you know, Alec's a dick too.
Alec's a dick, and he gets what he reaps what he sows, unfortunately. He really, really does.
But this is just so, as the kids say, cringe.
Yeah, it is.
Because obviously it's Alec coming back from a trip because he's getting luggage out of what looks like a cab, and this guy just assaults him with his Trump impression, which, by the way, isn't very
You know funny. What? Hold on.
Yeah.
I made a conscious decision. We source from the same spot.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not going to give that guy the credit.
All right. That's
there
fine with me.
I don't feel like doing that. I just think that, you're talking about trivializing somebody who was murdered and that lady who was, and you're turning her into a prop for your viral video. He's an easy target for the right and has been for a very, very long time. And I don't think I'm going to help him.
I still have a bitterness in my heart.
It's not about Alec Baldwin, Rob. What it's about to me is
it's about the girl.
The death of Hutchins, who died on the set. That was a tragic, tragic situation. And this guy.
So the bad impersonator is using that as an in?
Yes, yeah. Calling Alec a murderer. Yeah,
leave it be.
Yeah.
All right.
Our friends at the sheet that I don't want you to look at. Have a bent towards that kind of stuff.
All right. Here is something, Mike, that I was going to bring up in the regular show, but I think we need to salute him now. It is the TMOS bad fat guy of the week.
Okay.
Obviously, he's driven not only by financial gain, but his stomach.
Girl Scout troop says someone used fake money to buy several boxes of cookies, and now they have to foot the bill. They say a man walked up and bought about seven boxes,
so wrong.
But then asked if he could pay with a $100 bill. Now, one of the parents said that was fine because she had the change. It wasn't until she got home that she realized the bill was fake.
Do you know... I'm listening to that, right, and realizing how horrible it would be to steal from the Girl Scouts, and then my entire brain shifted when you showed the case of the Samoas, and I said, wouldn't that look great in my home, in my kitchen?
Beautiful visuals in that ad. That's what I think.
Oh, God.
But still, work on that background for tomorrow. Just stacks of Samoas behind
Samoas?
Yeah. I'm here
No,
in
I think
my
I'm
going to
do this show from my living room.
Hey, you know what? You should remind yourself, Mike, by writing something on that whiteboard behind you.
Actually, that's the waiting room where I see patients after the show.
What do you treat them in?
You know what? I'll come back with the same background tomorrow, and I will write something just for you, Rob. I'll write something just for you.
I bet I know what it is.
Whiteboard tomorrow. I will. That'll be fun.
I look forward to it.
Good.
Mike, the Pelicans, they are a major league basketball team in New Orleans.
The New Orleans Pelicans, not my favorite NBA name. I remember, I don't follow the NBA, so I couldn't even tell you where all the teams are. Does Utah still have the Jazz?
They do.
And doesn't the Jazz belong in New Orleans? They do. Yeah. You know,
well, and that's where they started, right?
Yeah.
And I think, weren't the Pelicans the Charlotte Hornets before?
I think so. They're all over. It just doesn't make sense to have New Orleans Pelicans. It's not Mike, what you would say. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
More of a Pelicant, if you ask me.
All right. Let's check it out.
They did something that I thought my family invented, baby races. And we used to race when we had a lot of toddlers in our family and we had to get together. Sometimes we would have baby races and yes, we would bet on them. But they had a baby race at the halftime of the basketball game and there was a clear winner.
Okay.
Who's got the speed? Who's the fastest crawler? On your marks.
Oh, they got like 10 babies, I guess.
This?
Go!
Now this kid, you're gonna see him in a second. He dusts him.
Come on, go to daddy. Here we go. Here we go. This is the one I picked, Joe. This is the one I picked, Joe. This is the one I picked, Joe.
Hold on. It's not over yet.
Look at me.
Laps of field.
That's the one I picked.
Do they show the whole race?
Where's everyone else?
Yes, sir.
They haven't finished yet. He was way out ahead.
From now on. You're buying the lottery
That's the
tickets.
One I picked.
From now on, you're buying lottery
what
tickets.
What did I tell you, Joel? I said, baby, he looked
Boy,
like he was
fastest.
My age.
And his racing name, Mike, was New Ballins.
Do we have the race?
No, they didn't have the race in the clip. Okay. They just released it without
But we're going to do the same thing at Jimmy's, but not with babies.
with adults crawling.
Crawling, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think there are very many people in our. I don't think, your money's on who?
Dennis.
No.
We'll need a lot of padding, a lot of elbow pads, hand pads, knee pads.
It would look like those sumo suits that people wear.
Exactly.
Mike, let's close with what is known in this business as stunning video. When you go to the Bahamas, and there's lots of little side trips you can do, one of which is, do you want to swim with the sharks?
Yep.
And they give you a camera. And
they're not the dangerous kind. They're the like nurse sharks or something like that, right?
It's still pretty thrilling when one comes up and eats your camera and the camera stays on.
Well, let's see what kind of shark we're talking about.
So now you can see him with his camera underwater. Pretty decent sized sharks.
That's a real shark.
That's a real shark.
Yeah. So we fed him once.
This is clearly someone that's comfortable with the shark.
And that's the inside of a shark. And that's looking out of his mouth.
That is so
cool.
Oh my God. He's like ingesting it.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
Down the gullet.
Well, he spits it out, I believe.
Yeah, it's got to come out so they can get the footage.
There you go. There it is.
Oh, my God.
I just thought that was amazing. I hadn't
seen... So those are not nurse sharks. Those look to be the real reef sharks or something like that. You know?
I haven't seen a video like that since I was watching Bang
Brothers. Did I ever tell you my terror moment of when it came to... I'm in Bermuda, one of my marriages, and I went snorkeling out there, and the biggest barracuda I have ever seen... came and I was wearing a watch and it did a flyby next to the watch. And forever since that moment, I was a fully grown adult and I've been terrified of the sea because I think there are griblies out there.
Sea life, sure. It didn't touch you, did it?
Yeah. Well, it turned out I was terrified by more than one sea on that particular trip. We got to take a break and we'll be back tomorrow. Brand new episode as we get closer and closer to our Friday bonus show announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting. Lots going on in TMOS land. Be prepared. Be ready. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. It's going to be hot. It's going to be great. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Taroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
It is all fun and games until someone gets herpes.